Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance of rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 61. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 63.
Mid-America Network News. Two women from Hugoton, Kansas are missing and the search is now being expanded. On Saturday, the Texas County Sheriff's Department requested that the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation help investigate the suspicious disappearance of 27-year-old Veronica Butler and 39-year-old Jillian Kelly. The women were heading to the area of Eva, Oklahoma. Their car was found abandoned near Highway 95 and Road L south of Elkhart. A suspect in a break-in early yesterday morning was taken to the hospital after being shot. McPherson police responded to a shooting call around 3:30 a.m. Authorities say a 41-year-old man was at home when he heard someone trying to get into his home. He then went to the door with his firearm. The suspect attempted to enter the home, and the homeowner fired his weapon once, hitting the suspect in the abdomen. The suspect suffered non-life-threatening injuries. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Well, farmers, if you're growing sorghum this year, listen up. Kaufman Seeds Yoder, Kansas has a great lineup of seed that'll produce top yields across all of Kansas. 5643, it's an excellent performer across Kansas. Excellent in drought stress, too.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seed.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
Gardner police say the death of a 2-year-old has been ruled a homicide months after officers began investigating. The department says medical examiners have ruled that Alice Bennett's death a homicide, but haven't said how she died. The investigation into her death is ongoing, and there are currently no suspects in custody. On November 2, 2023, Gardner police were sent around 4 p.m. to an apartment building. A caretaker had found the 2-year-old unresponsive. At first, responders took the child to a local hospital. Officials determined the child had suffered an injury that led to a life-threatening condition. Bennett died a few days later after the incident due to her injuries. Police did not give any more information about the injuries. The Kansas Highway Patrol recently found two black and gold samurai swords on I-70 near Junction City. If you believe these swords belong to you, contact the Kansas Highway Patrol. I'm Stephanie Austin.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Nebraska State Patrol has been in the process of receiving a new mobile command post for the last 2 years. And Sergeant Brad Walker with the patrol explained to KSMB Local 4. The
process was such that ORS, which the Office of Real Electric Security, was looking to provide training to individuals around the country. And this was one of their initiatives to do that. I've had some talks with them through some other relationships, and they said, we have some equipment that we would like to help you with to provide training to protect people in the state of Nebraska.
In other news, Union Pacific Railroad announced that it will close railroad crossings for maintenance in and around Hastings beginning this weekend. East Prairie Lake Road at Technical Boulevard, North Baltimore Avenue, north of 18th Street, and East 12th Street between Showboat Boulevard and Blaine Avenue will all be closed.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Van in a wreck? Call Ed. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioner John Unger and Sheriff Tim Ackerman testified recently before the Kansas House Tax Committee regarding House Bill 2828, which would provide Marshall County the authority to impose a countywide retail sales tax up to 1%, pledging the revenue toward construction or renovation cost for a jail facility. The measure would further exempt the county from entering into interlocal agreements with individual cities or receiving a waiver, as in the past. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting heard Public Works report that April 9th, the county will host a workshop with the Kansas Department of Transportation for the local road safety plan, the meeting at the Helvering Center. County Sanitarian announced she'll be accepting a new position and will work through April. The board will need to discuss with three other counties if they wish to continue sharing the Sanitarian or a place within Marshall County. Sheriff Tim Ackerman presented three life-saving awards to officers Chris Flood and Austin Tillery, and dispatcher Jessica Boots for their professionalism and performing life-saving procedures. Highlighting cybersecurity efforts, Blue Valley Technologies was recently named a national cyber champion through the Rural Broadband Association. Security practices adopted protect Blue Valley infrastructure, customers, and communities served. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week heard that no progress had been reached with the State Department of Transportation regarding B Road, which is to be used as a detour for a bridge project near Baileyville on U.S. 36. Conversations will continue. Residents have until April to sign up for dust control. Nemahal County Administrator reported that he's undertaking a labor and housing study, which will involve input from local businesses. The annual Washington County Storm Spotters presentation by the National Weather Service will be at the Firehouse in Washington Wednesday evening. The presentation is open to the public, begins at 6:30. Marshall County Partnership for Growth reminds of a new round of Historic Economic Asset Lifeline grants. Applications may be open in June. Grants intended to bring buildings back into productive use for new or expanding businesses, child care, housing, arts and culture, civic engagement, or entrepreneurship. Facade grants intended to rehabilitate the facade or street view of downtown buildings in need of repair to stimulate economic growth and reinvestment in the downtown district. They should have a tenant or be tenant ready. Program is a one-to-one match and can offer up to $40,000 for a facade grant and $100,000 for a building grant. Other conditions apply. Jerry Zies with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth can assist and provide additional information. Kansas Department of Transportation announces a milling and overlay project beginning this week on K-13, starting at the U.S. 24 junction in Riley County to the K-16 junction in Pottawatomie County. Along a 15-mile route, traffic will be reduced to one lane, directed by a pilot car and flaggers when crews are working. Delays up to 15 minutes with a 13-foot width restriction also in effect. Work Monday through Friday during daylight hours will continue through mid-June along K-13 from the U.S. 24 junction in Riley County to the K-16 junction in Pottawatomie County. Laura P. Kleinert, age 58, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30, St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Laura Kleinert. Mary A. Gospel, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30, with rosary at 10 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Gospel. Colin C. Cotis, age 36, of Odell, passed away Thursday. Celebration of life service Wednesday, 11 a.m., Our Savior Lutheran Church in Odell, with private interment service at a later date at the Odell Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8, at the Griffiths Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Colin Cotis. June Ellen James, age 89, of Wymore, passed away March 27. Celebration of life service Saturday, May 4th, 10:30 at the Laughlin Hova Funeral Home in Wymore. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hova Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for June Ellen James.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Lewinberger in Waterville has dependable Sim Angus Cross bulls for sale. All black with a few black baldies. These feature good disposition and hybrid vigor with calving ease. Yearling and two-year-olds ready for immediate pickup or delivery. Call Lewinberger today at 785-268-0647.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this afternoon, as a developing low-pressure system continues to work from west to east across the region, there will be a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. A risk for some strong to severe storms, especially from east to central into southeastern portions of Kansas by this afternoon and into this evening. Otherwise, locally, the bulk of that severe weather threat looks to miss us off to the southeast. High temperatures by this afternoon looking to push up into the lower 60s. And for tonight, keeping that threat for some showers and some thunder showers in the forecast. But again, that main severe weather threat looking to stay off to our southeast. By the time we get to your Tuesday, any lingering showers wrapping up early in the day as that system works off to the east. We'll see some clearing skies into the afternoon with upper 50s for highs. And beyond that, a dry weather forecast Wednesday all the way through the day on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early April 62, record high on this date 91, the average low 37 and the record low 17. Sunset this evening 7:51, sunrise in the morning at 7:11.
The British used to have an after Easter ritual called heaving. We take a closer look at the strange custom on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmerrancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 1st, the 92nd day of the year. Actress Annette O'Toole celebrates a birthday, and the U.S. launched the first weather satellite on this day in 1960. Old-timers in England speak of an antiquated ritual called heaving that took place immediately after Easter Sunday. On Monday, women would capture men and heave them into the air. Roles were reversed on Tuesday. Depending on who you ask, it was either a reenactment of the resurrection or a pagan tradition meant to promote the growth of crops. Either way, the custom never made it to the way of the New World, although the local high school cheerleader squad has a routine that seems strangely similar. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.
When you have a debit card, you can pay as you go and not build up debt on costly credit card balances. Our debit cards are convenient, easy to use, and accepted at merchants everywhere. Each month, we supply an accurate, easy-to-read statement of all your debit transactions, freeing up your quality time for your family. Debit cards, better than plastic and easy to use. Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Check out the all-new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including a pair of 2500 HD with the Z71 package, a 24 Chevy Silverado Suburban with the luxury package, and they have the all-new 2024 Chevy Malibu and Traverse in stock and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 that happened over the weekend as the Division I men's basketball college tournaments continue on going into the Final Four coming up this weekend. But starting off with the Sweet 16, we saw UConn topping San Diego State with an 82-52 victory. Illinois ended up topping Iowa State with a 72-69 win, and Alabama topping North Carolina 89-87. In the Clemson-Arizona game, Clemson ended up moving on to the Elite Eight after beating Arizona, leading to an Elite Eight matchup for the left side of the bracket, with UConn beating Illinois and going to the Final Four, and Alabama beating Clemson 89-82, putting the Final Four for the left side at UConn versus Alabama. On your right side of the bracket, it was an upset as Duke ended up topping number one Houston, but ended up falling to North Carolina State for that Elite Eight. Number one Purdue ended up beating Gonzaga 82-68, who's set to be in the Final Four against North Carolina State.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Listen up, farmers and ranchers. It's time to mark your calendars and plan to attend the Flint Hills Classic Livestock Show coming up Sunday, April 28th at the Greenwood County Fairgrounds in Eureka, Kansas. Swine, sheep, beef, and goats will show, with prizes being awarded, including banners and belt buckles. Entries are due by April 21st, so get entered today. It's the Flint Hills Classic Livestock Show coming up Sunday, April 28th, located at the Greenwood County Fairgrounds in Eureka, Kansas.
Emporia State University in Kansas has announced, as of the end of last week, a new men's basketball head coach. As KSNT News reports that the Emporia State University is now hiring Tom Valeder to be the next men's basketball coach, as he comes from 21 seasons playing in the Division II Augustana in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where he earned the National Coach of the Year honors twice during his 21-season reign. During his record, the Vikings also went 393-224 for their overall record, and leading the team to 9 NCAA tournaments, 3 regular season NSIC championships, 2 NSIC tournament championships, and 18 consecutive winning seasons since the year of 2007. The coach is replacing the current coach, Craig Doty, who took the D1 division job with Houston Christian back on March 15th, where Doty led the Hornets for 6 seasons. This past season, Emporia State finished their season at 19-12. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
The Marysville Bulldog Booster Club is hosting their Booster Bash dinner and fundraiser Saturday, April 6th. Cost is $50 per person or table of 8 for $375. Price includes meal, bottomless drinks, and back again to entertain, sing-along dueling pianos. Social hour at 6 p.m. with meal served at 7. Visit bulldogboosters.club/bash for information and to purchase tickets or find them on Facebook at Marysville Bulldog Boosters 364. Tickets can also be purchased in person at Pepsi in Marysville. All proceeds for the Marysville Bulldog Boosters Bash Dinner and Fundraiser support Marysville Junior Senior High Athletics. Join in their support Saturday, April 6th at Venue 36 in Marysville. Tickets available online at bulldogboosters.club/bash or pick up in person at Pepsi in Marysville.
Azaleas are a sure sign of spring, indoors and out. They're popular gift plants for the holidays and a great way to bring a bit of spring color indoors. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow your azaleas in a cool, bright location. A sunny window or artificial lights can increase their health and longevity. Keep the soil moist but not wet. Use a dilute solution of flowering houseplant fertilizer once the plant is finished blooming. Repeat any time the plants are actively growing and look like they need a nutrient boost. Pale leaves, lack of vigor, or poor flowering may mean it's time to fertilize. You can move the plants outdoors after the danger of frost has passed. Gradually introduce them to the brighter light outdoors. Bring them back inside before the first fall or winter frost if your gift azalea is not hardy to your region. Isolate plants and monitor for insects before moving them in with your other indoor plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Join a stable, diversified company manufacturing essential products, trailers, tillage equipment, and forklifts. Landall in Marysville is hiring welders, painters, assemblers, material handler for PDC, and a warranty coordinator. Excellent wages, growth opportunities, and a benefit package that includes a comprehensive medical insurance plan, company-paid life, short-term, long-term disability, profit-sharing, paid time off, holidays, gas allowance to drive to work, and much more. Apply online today at Landall.com. Equal opportunity employer, vets and disability. Welcome.
When this company was looking for a new name for its product line, it decided to offer a cash prize for the winning suggestion. The fact that contest was held around Easter gave us a name that has been around for many years now. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It all began back in 1913. Fred Wells Jr. began a milk delivery business based in Lamar's, Iowa. In 1925, he partnered with his brother Henry. As Beth Meyer explains, they soon hit the difficult Depression years, and that led to an important decision that impacts us yet today.
It was a time when times were tough, and even now when times are tough, people still turn to ice cream, and it makes everybody smile. That's one thing working here. Everybody's happy to walk in our doors.
The Wells brother had begun an ice cream business, but it needed a name. So they advertised in the Sioux City newspaper to name the company and paid a $25 prize to the winner.
George Vandenbrake worked for the Sioux City Journal at the time and saw that the contest was happening. And his son actually is the one that saw Blue Bunny in the window during Easter. And he said, Dad, what about Blue Bunny?
And it's been Blue Bunny ever since. But other ice cream brands have come and gone over the years, which may lead people to ask, what has kept this company so successful over the years?
We get all of our milk locally. It is fresh milk. We get a tanker in every hour of every day of the year. So fresh products make good products. Plus, we only use the best. So when we go through the process of making it, we make sure that our ice cream is the smoothest, the creamiest. We only use the best sweeteners and the best ingredients, and that is what makes our ice cream stand out.
Much of the ice cream production still occurs here at the Lamar's, Iowa facilities. There's also the Blue Bunny Visitor Center, which is a destination for many.
So we have just over 140 flavors, and here we serve about 40. There's one here that you can't get anywhere else, and that's Huckleberry.
So what are the most popular flavors? I'll share some of those answers next time as we travel the countryside. In Lamar's, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
C&K Services honors the United States veterans for serving and protecting the rights and freedoms of this country. They continue to fight against terrorism and stand firm between the American people and danger. Thank you from the friendly staff at C&K Services in Sabetha, always proud to support our troops.
Don't let your tractor tires be the reason you can't get in the field on time. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A good tire inspection now can prevent downtime later as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Getting anxious to hop on the tractor and start spring field work. Before you do, it's important to identify any tire problems now. Check tire pressure, valves and stems, nuts and bolts, and integrity of the construction. A bad tire can lose traction in wet soils, waste fuel, and increase downtime. Brad Harris is a field engineer with Firestone Ag. He says they did a study that found it costs about $681 per hour during the optimal planting season if you're waiting for someone to come out and fix the tire. Whether to replace or fix a tire might not always be obvious. Firestone has a 7-step video on their website to help you.
That helps customers walk through all the different things that they need to look at to help them decide, is it time that I need to replace this, or am I going to be able to get another season or two out of the tires that are on my piece of equipment? So things like checking for cuts and tears in the sidewalls and in the tread, and looking at the skid depth, the actual tread depth of the tires, a good judge to say, yeah, it's time to go buy new tires, or no, I can keep running.
To do the inspection, bring the tractor into the shop and park it on a concrete pad so you can walk around the machine.
We don't have to lift the tire up, but just do a physical inspection. Touch it, look over it real good, get a flashlight out, make sure it doesn't have cuts and snags. We will ask customers to drive forward and backwards to look at the tread area that may have been on the ground. I usually tell people it takes about 15 to 20 minutes to inspect a set of tires on a tractor.
If you notice uneven wear in your tires, it may be a result of improper inflation or a sign that the tires need to be rotated. Learn more about tractor tire inspection at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Property auction with antique automobiles, rotting lawnmower, collectibles, and furniture for the Ron Jaquis estate. Saturday, April 6th, sale begins at 10 a.m. Vehicles include a 1950 Olds two-door hardtop, a 59 GMC step-side pickup. Barn finds include a 48 Chevy Fleetline, 23 Ford Roadster Coupe, 48 Plymouth Special Deluxe, 40 two-door Ford Sedan, 46 Mercury, as well as an 18-horse riding mower, 5-by-9-foot mower trailer, tools, furniture, and miscellaneous, plus selling for the estate of John and Kathy McGarry, a washer and dryer pair approximately 1 year old, 17-cubic-foot refrigerator, 47-inch flat-screen TV, chest of drawers, couple of beds, other tools and miscellaneous, plus a 12-horsepower riding mower and a 21-inch push mower. This estate auction for Ron Jaquis, Saturday, April 6th, begins at 10 a.m. at 808 North 4th Street in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
A proposed tweak to the Farm Bill to aid the farm transition process. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There was a provision in the 2018 Farm Bill to establish a commission on farm transitions, though the commission was never set up, and the current Farm Bill under consideration doesn't even have the provision anymore. Colorado Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo is one of four Ag State members of Congress introducing a bill to correct that.
There is a lot of angst around that, and I think a lot of it is because so much agricultural land is held by people over the age of 65. About 40% of land is owned by individuals in that age range, and so that means that in the coming decades, we're going to be transferring more than 370 million acres of farmland.
Caraveo says farm transition is not a simple process, and this bill would establish a route to assistance.
We're tasking it with taking a look at several different issues around the transition of farmland, including the availability of land, making sure that there's infrastructure and credit and management tools to do that, that we're looking at how assets are transferred and whether we can improve that, that we're looking at incentives really to make sure that we're transferring from one generation to another and whether our tax policies make sense when we're looking at those kinds of transitions.
A similar measure has also been introduced in the Senate. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is Lloyd Garver at Garver's Honda in Fairbury, Nebraska. They call me the old man because I've been in the motorcycle business in the same town for 67 years. I started selling with new Harley-Davidson, took on Hondas in 1959. Now the ATVs and the side-by-side are the going thing. I took on another make of side-by-sides. These are three-seaters with heavy-duty enclosed cabs, air condition, heater, cable winch, light bar. You'd be proud to own one. Yes, they have mag wheels and even a windshield wiper. The best part, they sell out the door for only $25,999. You can't go wrong with Garber's Honda.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, ready for planting season? Need a fuel buddy who's got your back? Kramer Oil is here for you. From Marysville to Jamestown, Longford, and everywhere in between, our 13 card lock locations keep you running smooth from sunup to sundown. Say goodbye to running on empty during planting. With Kramer Oil, you get reliable fuel services that fit just right with your farm's needs. Kramer Oil, powering your farm's success, your go-to for fuel in Kansas and Nebraska.
Good Monday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Monday, now April 1st of 2024, as we will shift gears away from the agricultural news sector and take a look at soil temperatures across the Sunflower State. Of course, soil temperature directly affects plant growth. Most soil organisms function best at an optimum soil temperature, impacting the rate of nitrification, also influences soil moisture content, aeration, and availability of plant nutrients. So what we're going to do is we're going to break down the Sunflower State into thirds, a western, central, and an eastern third, and take a look at a couple of different locations and give you the 4-inch soil temperature. temperature currently. Taking a look in the northwest corner of the state up in Cheyenne, primarily one of the cooler portions of the state, currently at the 4-inch depth, it is 49 degrees, which is a bit warmer than their 7-day average of 46 degrees. Now into one of the warmer regions of the state down in southwest Kansas, we look currently in Richfield, 51 degrees at the 4-inch soil temperature, which is right on their 7-day average of 50 degrees. And right around the Colorado border in Tribune, 52 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 49 degrees Fahrenheit. Now across the central third of the state, we'll look up in Scandia, 50 degrees currently right now at the 4-inch soil temperature compared to their 7-day average of 45 degrees. In the heart of the state in Hoisington, 55 degrees is their current temperature rather at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 49 degrees. And in south central Harper, 68 degrees currently at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 51 degrees. Taking a look now in the northeastern corner of the state up in Hiawatha, currently 51 degrees at the 4-inch depth, which is a bit warmer than their 7-day average as we're starting to see the warming trend. Their average at 47 degrees the last 7 days. Now across the eastern half in Miami, 56 degrees currently is their 4-inch soil temperature, and their 7-day average is at 50 degrees. And then looking lastly down in southeastern Kansas in Sedan, currently 62 degrees at the 4-inch soil depth compared to their 7-day average of 54 degrees Fahrenheit. Sam Speck through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV resistant, lasts 3 times longer than a rubber roof with a Toppers Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, lock kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your job work for you!
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Soybean farmers, check this out.
Check out Kaufman 4703. It's an excellent choice for irrigators. And Kaufman 4621, a great choice for central Kansas.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836.
Some things are better together, like burgers and fries, movies and popcorn, and auto and home insurance. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you bundle your auto and home coverage in one policy, saving you money. And if a storm hits and both are damaged, you'll pay a single deductible. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Baling season will soon be upon us, and if you're looking for a specific used baler, consider the price of cattle that year on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
The late model used machinery shortage is still going on, but if you're in the market for a baler, you might have better luck. Dave Mowitz is Successful Farming's executive machinery editor. He discovered in some areas there have been a lot of recent trade-ins on 1- and 2-year-old round balers. To find the model year baler you want, consider what cattle prices were like then.
So let's say 3 years ago, cattle prices were high. A lot of guys bought balers, rakes, other haying equipment. And they traded in a bunch at that time. So there'll be a lump of machinery have come in on that year. You know, cattle prices stay high for 2 to 3 years. That usually evens out. But typically you'll have a surge in purchases of new balers, new haying equipment. And then that puts a lot of used equipment on the marketplace.
Be cognizant of exactly what you're looking for as you begin your search. There may not be any in your area, but don't be afraid to look outside of your region. Balers are easy to move, and your dealer will help you with transportation arrangements.
Are you looking for a late model baler, something with very few bales on it? Then that's one thing. But if you're looking for something that's many years old, you want to kind of not be tied into years so much, but numbers. And I can't say this, stress this enough for people. Go to the internet, look, research the internet, look to these sites, and that'll kind of give you an indication of what's available by year.
If you can, be sure to give the baler a good inspection, especially looking for wear of the carriage bolts behind the belts. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about used round balers at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Monday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we pass through midday, we are now starting to see a change in the livestock. More choppy two-sided trade has led now to mostly lower numbers pretty much across the board, especially in the cattle markets. April live cattle down $1.05 at $183.95. June's down $1.47 to $178.77. Similar story for the feeder cattle. After a morning of slight gains, it's back slightly lower. April feeders down 45 to $246.67. May's down 20 cents. Trading at $248.50. The light spot for the livestock is still the hogs. April lean hogs up 85 at $87.47, with May up $1.70 at $94.20. Into the grains, it's been a morning and now into the afternoon of lower figures here today. May corn now down 7 1/4 to $4.34 3/4. July's down 6 at $4.48 1/2. All three, Chicago spring Kansas City wheat, are in a double-digit drop today. May Kansas City wheat down 11 to $5.74 1/4. July's down 10 and 3/4 to $5.69. And in the oats markets, not much movement, but for what's there, slightly lower, with May down 3/4 cents at $3.56 1/4. Soybeans still lower as well. May beans down 7 3/4 to $11.83 3/4. July's down 7 1/4 to $11.98 a bushel. The meal sharply lower. May soy meal down 5.40 to $3.32.30, and soy oil still 25 points higher for May, up to $48.20. Cotton also with a triple-digit jump today. May cotton now up 1.30 at $92.68. Looking into the energy markets, slight movement, but for what's there, mostly higher. Crude oil up 68 cents a barrel, trading at $83.85. Unleaded gas is down a penny at $2.70 a gallon. Heating oil slightly higher to $2.61, and natural gas up 7 at $1.83. Taking a stroll down Wall Street here, we see the Dow dropping to start the second quarter, currently down 285 at 39,522. The S&P is down 19 at 5,234, and the NASDAQ down 28 at 16,351. And the dollar index today still with a strong dollar. The June dollar right now currently up 43 points at 104.70.
News happens quickly across the region, and you need to stay in the know. That's when you turn to us. Join me, Felix Johnson, with your Mid-American Network News. We're here for you all day to give you the latest news, information, and local stories from across Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and beyond. From the latest at the state capitol to stories in your community to highway closures, community events, and much, much more. The Mid-American Network is here for you.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV will hook you up for trailer and RV season. Get receiver hitches, goosenecks, fifth wheel hitches, brake controllers, and trailer wiring to ease the towing of your boat, cycle, RV, or lawn equipment. Choose from top brands of hitches, including B&W hitches, Curt, and Drawtite. Need to take your vehicle camping with you? Toppers Plus has Blue Ox base plates and tow bars. Get trailer season ready at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your job work!
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. While calorie pear trees look attractive, they produce a foul scent, making them unappealing to most people. Tree experts recommend removing the invasive species. Kansas Forest Service's Ryan Rastock relays how to identify a calorie pear tree, also known as a Bradford pear.
Right now, they're in flower, so they have those really conspicuous white flowers. They're really abundant. They have a really, in my opinion, they have a very kind of conspicuous growth habit. Oftentimes, with some of the cultivars, namely Bradford pear, they have those really tight branch angles, and they'll tend to cluster with their branches kind of lower down about chest height or so. And you can see that. But the leaves are really kind of nondescript. The buds in the dormant season, I think, are pretty obvious. And then also, there's been a myriad of different descriptions, most of them vile in how that it smells.
He discusses calorie pear tree management methods.
Burning is effective for a lot of woody vegetation, namely things like eastern red cedar and stuff like that. But in our experience and some of the trials we've been involved with, burning doesn't appear to be that effective, at least in the short run, for controlling calorie pear. It seems to top kill it and it sprouts right back up. So, you know, perhaps it would be a very intense repeated burns over time that might do something. The cut stump treatment, where you would be cutting the tree down and then treating the stump, is very, very, very effective at certain times of year. Unfortunately, this year, when they're very conspicuous with the flowers and such, the cut stump treatment isn't quite as effective because we're in the sap flow. They're coming out of dormancy and there's sap flowing out. So in some cases that might, you know, pitch the chemical, so to speak, and the efficacy of the treatment seems to go down. But basically any other time of year, that's a great option. There are foliar applications. You can spray the leaves and stuff as well. They are a little bit waxier, so you know you need to use the right chemistry for that and read labels. And then also what we call a basal bark treatment has some efficacy where you just kind of spray around the whole circumference of the trunk.
Rastock explains what to consider when disposing a cut calorie pear tree.
Depends where it's at. If it's in your front yard, you probably don't want to leave it there. If it's in a pasture somewhere, you might be able to just leave it sitting there and decompose over time. And so really, it's kind of, you know, up to your situation. But I do want to have folks exercise caution when they're moving that. Say if you're cutting it down from your front yard and it's one that's cross-pollinated with another one and you have viable seed, being cognizant of the movement of that seed material is definitely something to keep in the back of your mind so we don't spread it even further.
That was Kansas Forest Service's Ryan Rastock with information about the unfavorable calorie pear tree. Learn more at www.kansasforest.org. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
If you're expanding or replacing herd bulls, Leuenberger in Waterville has 20 high-quality Sim-Angus cross bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. With calving ease and strong growth characteristics, these yearling and two-year-olds warrant your attention. Call Leuenberger Waterville today, 785-268-0647.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The second quarter of 2024 has kicked off with a little profit-taking. Headed into the midday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 244 points. The S&P 500 was off 0.25%. The Nasdaq Composite was slightly lower. New expectations of interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve have sent gold prices to record highs. U.S. gold futures this morning rose 0.8% to trade at $2,257.80 per ounce. Market watchers do expect the Fed to cut interest rates as early as June. Spirit Airlines will get a monthly credit from an engine manufacturer because it's had to ground some of its planes. Faulty powdered metal used to make certain engine parts is behind the groundings and the credit from International Aero Engines to Spirit. No fooling, there's free stuff this April 1st from Krispy Kreme. The chain is giving away donuts and other discounts for April Fool's Day. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts even if you're miles away from home with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.